Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So I'm here with Dr. Jeffrey Life. He's author of The Life Plan Diet, and he's had an amazing transformation physically and I know emotionally. Went from obese, out of shape, and really with just a change in diet, the low glycemic diet, the protein, a few supplements thrown in there, he was able to really transform his body. And again, if you check out his website or even just Google him, I mean, he's been all over. I'm not kidding you. I saw him on a billboard in South Florida on one of the major freeways here. And the transformation is just is mind-boggling. And he does believe that all of us can go through and have that type of change. So, but what I want to talk about now, Dr. Life, is the andropause and the hormone issue. Before we go there, though, is there anything you want to wrap up what we talked about with diet, nutrition? What about exercise? What were you doing there specifically?
Well, exercise is crucial. I mean, I do resistance training 4 times a week, about an hour each time, and I hit a different body part each time. And so it's really crucial because want to increase muscle mass and maintain your muscle mass as you age. Loss of muscle mass with aging is considered one of the leading causes of people ending up in nursing homes. And it's completely avoidable if you maintain healthy hormone levels and if you train properly. And the other training that is really important is cardio.
Okay.
And I can't emphasize enough, if you want to get rid of body fat, eat clean, but you need to do cardio.
Now, you mentioned specifically the resistance training. Just real quickly, describe that. You know, what would be an average type of exercise you would do for that hour?
Well, for instance, on Mondays I do chest, so I do 4 different chest exercises, and I do 4 sets of 8 to 12 reps, sometimes 15 reps, and I use the machine and free weights, mostly machines. Machines are really good because, you know, you are less likely to injure yourself. When you start using free weights, you're more likely to do them improperly. You're likely to injure yourself.
So when you're doing the machines or even the free weights, though, when you talk about resistance, is it... You know, you're going to do the same motion throughout the exercise. So if you're doing bicep curls, you're going to curl up at the same pace as you do as you go down. So you're not just dropping the weight. Is that kind of what you mean by resistance?
No, actually, I go up faster, then I take twice as long going down.
That's the resistance part of it.
That's where you really build muscle.
And you do that you were doing that every day. So there you have the low glycemic diet, you got the protein, you got the resistant exercise. The proof's, as they say, it's cliche, but the proof is in the pudding. Go look at his pictures and you can see that this stuff does work. Let's shift now. You mentioned something when you were telling us your story, that I guess when you were starting to see some success, but maybe you plateaued a little bit. Talk about that in what you discovered with your hormones.
Well, it was much more than plateauing. It was just really losing ground. And this happened to me in my early 60s. It happens to most guys in their mid to late 40s. And it's called andropause. And it's the equivalent of menopause women go through. Only with andropause, it really creeps into a man's life because your testicles just slowly produce less and less testosterone, no matter how well you're eating or how well you train. And it's just very insidious. And people are 5, sometimes 10 years into it, and they just know something's not right. And they're losing ground. They don't want to go to the gym. Getting body fat, especially belly fat. They're losing muscle mass. And their sex function declining. And they just know something's wrong. And typically they'll go to their doctor, and their doctor will say, well, you know, you're just getting older, part of the aging process.
Right. Yeah.
But today we don't have to deal with that. We don't have to follow the same path that our parents followed. We can do things to maintain healthy hormone levels and maintain vitality throughout our lives, which is what I've done. I'm almost 76, and I've built
That's awesome. When you mention the hormones specifically with men, what do you suggest that men should be asking their doctors to check? I mean, obviously testosterone's up there, but what are their hormones should they go into to their doctor with, like a list? You know, here's what I want my blood work to look at. What do you suggest?
They need to get a total testosterone, a free testosterone, a DHEA, a dihydrotestosterone, an estradiol, and an IGF-1. That's how we measure growth hormone levels. And they should ask their doctor for those tests. And I've got them all listed in the back of my book. And then I have the ranges, the optimal ranges that they should be in. And so typically a guy will get convinced his doctor to get a testosterone level, and then we'll come back to like 350, and they'll be told it's normal. Well, it's not normal.
Everything's fine. Yeah.
Bottom of the brain. They're a D or D-minus student. And they want, who wants to be a D-minus student? You need to get it up closer to 1,000 to be an A student, no matter what your age.
Yeah. Which is more of a youthful level, and I agree with you, Dr. Life. If you go in and you have a testosterone level that's checked and it's 150, 200, 250, and your doctor thinks that's okay, the problem is that's a comparison to your age group, and most men are deficient in testosterone as we get older, so it's important to use more of those optimal numbers. You mentioned those are in your book, correct? The numbers you like to look at?
Yes.
And use?
They are.
Explain the IGF.
The thinking used to be that if you took testosterone, you were increasing your risk for heart disease and prostate
cancer. Right.
But it turns out it's just the opposite. You reduce your risk for heart disease and prostate cancer.
Yeah. I've talked about the work coming out of Harvard. I think that was Dr. Morgenthaler, showing that testosterone replacement does no link to prostate cancer whatsoever. You mentioned IGF-1. Can you explain that a little bit in more detail, what that is and what the connection is to growth hormone there?
IGF-1 is a compound that is produced by the liver in response to growth hormone. And it's the IGF-1 that does all the great things that we attribute to growth hormone. And so that's what we measure. Growth hormone levels varies so much throughout the day and night that it doesn't really, it's meaningless. But IGF-1 is really the way to know if you are producing it enough growth hormone. And most people can improve their own growth hormone production through eating right and exercise, unlike testosterone. When your testicles crap out, then there's no way to get it up except to take testosterone.
So when we look at your transformation, and again, they can go to drlife.com and you can see that transformation. I assume that they can purchase your book, The Life Plan Diet, at that website. That's correct, Dr. Life?
I think so. I think there's a link to Amazon, or you can go directly to Amazon.
And so on that website, I'm going to encourage my listeners to go there, check a look at some of the pictures and the transformation. And ultimately, what you're telling us is you, through diet, low glycemic, the protein, a few nutrients, hormones, and of course the exercise and the resistant exercise being important, you were able to make some major changes in your body, which I know helped you in your practice and just your overall life. And I want to thank you for sharing your experience with my listeners and coming on. Again, that's drlife.com. Thanks for coming on, and I appreciate it. Maybe we get you back on again.
Okay, thank you very much, Dr. Clark.
All right, so what I want to mention here, I think what really impresses me about his story is how simple it can be. It takes work, but it doesn't have to be complicated. Food, exercise, hormones, I've talked about all those. Check out drlife.com. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.